Hello and welcome to all my fans. Here is another Tales of Togger for you to enjoy. I've had a lot of people telling me that I should go on my own and get rid of the deadwood that I share the platform with, as their nonsense gets in the way of my excellent punditry. But here we are again, me and the other two fools, to bring you another episode of Tales of Togger. Enjoy, like and subscribe if you want. I don't really give a shit if you do or don't, but feel free. Enjoy.
And we are back. And it's not just back from last week, back from the last episode, back from the Christmas break. Tales of Togger returns. G, how are you, mate?
I'm very good, mate. Good to be back. Football-wise, the FA Cup always puts me on a downer. Terrible.
Yeah, all right, mate. Don't start a monologue yet. We haven't even said hello to Strady.
All right, mate. I'm just going to me from the get-go. Absolute misery from moment one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's been building up for weeks, isn't it?
Hiya, G. How are you? Yeah, thanks for asking, mate. Yeah, so football, really down, really not, you know, really, FA Cup. Really Strange, laughing. How are you doing, mate?
I'm all good. It's great to be back. We've had a nice extended winter break, unlike the footballers. And yeah, feeling fresh, feeling ready to go, mate.
No, that's really good. And Strange, I think it's fair to say that we've had some problems, haven't we, getting George back to the Tales of Togger table. A lot of issues going on with his visa over there in Finland post-Brexit. But
yeah, it's been difficult to get him back in the country, mate. And to be honest, I would be reluctant to get him back in as well if I was the one calling the shots. So I understand it, but yeah, a bit of frustration.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because I was reading that, you know, the points-based system for immigrants. Uh-huh. Yeah, they wanted to impose that on G returning.
Right. A British citizen who's not been in the country in 3 months. Right, well, we better start fucking ranking him.
No, 100%. And he failed every test. One of them was name. Failed.
He wrote Bradley Dack.
Oh, GG. So go on, give us your monologue, mate. What's upset you? Come on, talk to us. Why didn't you want to come back?
Well, I didn't want to come back. Like you said, with the old Brexit thing, it's been a pain in the ass, hasn't it? You know what I mean? EU rules on podcasts. But football-wise, the FA Cup, can't stand it, mate. Get rid.
Yeah.
Just get rid. It's a waste of everyone's time. Who cares if they win?
You are a Rovers fan. Strangey's a Villa fan. I'm an Everton fan. You know, is it not so long since we won silverware that, I mean, to answer your question, us three, would we not care if we won it?
We won Worthington Cup in 2001. I'm still riding off that glory wave.
The Worthington Cup.
So
Who scored in that?
It was Matt Janssen, Andy Cole, mate. Brad Friedel got man at match. An absolute war.
Give us your first 11. Who played that day?
Oh, geez. Who played? So we had Cole and Janssen up top. Flitcroft for middle. I'm sure I think Dunn. David Dunnell played. Damien Duff. What? Arguably the best left midfielder in Premier League history.
Who's that?
Damien Duff.
Oh, sorry, mate. It was that bizarre what you just said. I didn't even register it.
So Friedel in there. And defenders will have had Lucas Neal. I'm trying to think who kit. I can't remember. With that team was so good, you didn't even realise you had defenders. They just stood around.
Yeah. Just one last time, mate, because I'm now looking at the team and I'm wondering whether, given the fact that, and I quote, you're still riding off the Worthington Cup, I'm not too sure you watched it. So just tell me one last time. It was in net.
Brad Friedel, mate. Man at match. I remember that.
Okay. And then your back four, you don't remember any of because you didn't need defenders.
Well, if you've got the team, let me think. So we came up. Did Luke?
Oh, so you're only thinking now because I've got the team.
Yeah, did Lucas Neal play?
No,
Lucas Neal. Martin Taylor?
He did, yep.
Let me think. Right, we'll skip the defence then. Martin Taylor played.
Okay.
So
back to where we were a minute ago.
So we've got Duff, Dunn, Flitcroft.
No Flitcroft.
Is it Hughes? Did Hughes start in midfield?
He did, Mark Hughes, yeah.
Right midfielder at that time. I'm not sure, mate. Janssen and Cole up top. Can't remember who at right wing.
All right, so it was Friedel in there. Left back, I can't believe this, that he was still playing in this year, but left back was Stigging Bjornovic.
Right.
Bergen Taylor.
Nice.
Playing at centre back. And Nils Erik Johansson at right back.
Oh, Nils. Wow. Shouldn't have forgot him.
Just like everyone right. else has.
Yeah. 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 No one forgets that he existed. And right midfield was Jason Gillespie.
Keith Gillespie.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Spurs team. I can't believe you beat them. Sullivan, Tirico, King, Perry, Thatcher, Zieger, Sherwood, Poyet, Anderton, Ferdinand, Sheringham on the bench, Keller, Gardner, Simon Davies, Sergei Rebrov, and Stefan Iversen.
But do you remember, mate, that Matt Janssen was Fergie's first choice before Ruud van Nistelrooy? We've covered that before.
Listen, we're not doing this again.
Yes.
We're not doing it again.
I had forgotten that. With lots of other bullshit you speak, I often just filter it out.
Right, okay.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Biggest waste of 10 minutes that we've had.
I'm fucking starving here. We've just killed 10 minutes before my tea talking about Blackburn's Worthington Cup win. Fantastic.
Okay, and G obviously wants to get rid of the FA Cup with no foundation other than it's shit. Yeah. No one cares, but he cares. About the Worthington
nothing
Cup.
To do with the fact okay. that they got fucking lumped out of it on Saturday, I'm assuming.
Lost the podcast of it. Can I mention, though, tonight I noticed Fleetwood were playing on my Twitter and they've changed the name of that trophy to the Papa John's Trophy. Nobody wants to win that, do they? Nobody wants that on the record.
I know all about the Papa John's Trophy from managing Bolton on Football Manager. It's a fucking tragedy, honestly.
Okay, today's episode, we are going to go back to a conversation topic of management, and we're going to talk about Frank Lampard. Frank Lampard and his seemingly now inability to win football matches. What happens next? Does Roman get trigger happy again, or do you stick with the Chelsea playing legend? We're then going to have a word from our sponsors, See Who Strangey has managed to get for us this week. G, you've got a section. And we're also going to have a look at how the land lies in the Premier League. Did we do predictions? I feel like we did predictions. Can't remember what they were. They were probably tosh.
I have Liverpool first, United second, which, I mean, you know who knows what he's talking about, don't you?
Yeah, mate, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You also had Dean Henderson absolutely. In goal for England, didn't you?
Yep, stand by that.
One game, absolute howler. And that he's never been seen again, so good.
I can't believe how bad he is at kicking as well. Kicking. Why?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The fucking kicking.
Well, seriously, if you're a competent keeper now who can kick, you're England's number one.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You're picking the one thing Pickford can do and trying to point out that everyone else is shit at it.
No, he's exactly. The rivals are shit at it. What I'm saying is, if there's anyone coming through who is decent, they will easily usurp Pickford.
If we go back to just before the start of this season, we could have had the best goalkeeper in the league, Emi Martinez, switch allegiance and play for England because he's only just made his Argentina debut. So, and he's been in the country 10 years. So,
I mean, that is a tragedy, though, isn't it? That, Emi Martinez got shipped out, and the way he plays, honestly, tell me that's
honestly,
not Arsenal's
mate,
number one goalkeeper. Tell me.
Honestly, I genuinely am still stunned that he plays for Villa. He's that good. I'm like, look at this guy. He's unbelievable.
No, I don't agree. He's got such safe hands, hasn't he?
No,
does he ever make
a
mistake?
He's fucking so commanding. He's just class. I just wish he'd sleep with me. What?
Oh dear. Right. Okay. So Frank Lampard, Okay. Frank Lampard, Chelsea are currently ninth in the league, played 17, won just seven, five losses, a goal difference of 11, 26 points. So they're still within the pack. They are 3 points off the top four. Where do you stand? Frank Lampard, in or out?
In for me. I just think you need to give him some time, you know what I mean? What they did in the summer, like, I don't know if it's up to him what they did in the summer, you know, bringing in just loads of expensive players. Yeah, never know nowadays, do you, like, if the manager's controlling these things, or, you know, obviously we've had the Ed Woodward decision discussion. You don't know if there's someone behind the scenes deciding who's coming in. But you couldn't expect him really to, you know what I mean, just score straight from the off, get all these players in team and just be fluent and just consistent. So, no, I'd definitely give him rest of the season.
Strangely, what about you? What do you think? Frank Lampard, anything do you say there
I agree with him in terms of the sentiment of you need to give him a bit of time. I think asking him to come in and instantly succeed is a tall order for anybody. But once again, I think we're in a weird position, and it's something I said on Ollie and Arteta. He shouldn't be in the job. It's a job that has been given out too soon to a club legend, and it's that model that I just don't see working very much at the moment. It does my head in. It really does my head in. It shouldn't be happening. But obviously, we'll go into a bit more detail on that, I'm sure.
Why do you think so many clubs are doing it at the moment? You know, why do you think you look at Man United, you look at Arsenal, you're looking at Chelsea? Why are they going back to, dare I say, prominent or popular players to try and turn around what are traditionally huge trophy-winning clubs?
I guess when the ones you've named, United, they've tried the big names. It didn't work. I mean, you could say it didn't work. I mean, they won trophies, but at the time, it wasn't working. Same with Arsenal. Arsenal have brought in Emery, who had a bit of pedigree behind him. Didn't work. Chelsea, was it Chelsea before Frank then?
Sorry. Did he win the FA Cup? Sorry.
Yeah, he definitely won a trophy at Chelsea because he went on about how...
Oh, he won the Europa League, didn't he?
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
But I'm behind it, mate. I think it's, like you say, you can mention the Zidanes and the Peps. And the likes of, say, like Frank Lampard. I know he's not got the managerial experience, but he's been around Mourinho, Ancelotti, managers like that. And you think he must have picked something up there.
I know, but that's like saying that guy who works at City, you know, that was on the documentary, the kit man, very nice fella. That's like saying, well, he's been around 15 managers for the past 15 years. Give him a go.
If he had his coaching badges, mate, why not?
I mean, let's look at this from another angle. I mean, what you guys are basically saying, I think, is it's too early to judge. But at the same time, I mean, I prepped the, according to Transfermarkt, so for listeners, Transfermarkt is a pretty reputable site for quantifying the value of footballers. And I've got the top six clubs in terms of their squad value. The first is Liverpool with 994 million. Second, City, 957. Third, Chelsea, 827. Tottenham is 740. United, 690. And Arsenal's down at 500. So have I missed someone for the traditional top six? I don't think I have. So my question is that, is Frank Lampard the right manager to be the custodian of £827 million worth of quality? Is that someone that you think, either City or Liverpool, they lose their manager, do you think that they would be looking for someone to replace, like Frank Lampard? It wouldn't be Frank Lampard himself, but someone who'd done a year. You know, Steven Gerrard at Liverpool. Do you think they would hand Steven Gerrard a squad worth $827 million if they lost Klopp?
No.
And, Strangely? Well,
the thing is, I don't know if they would, but I definitely don't think they should. And that's the problem. That is the problem. It's all right. Frank, last year, he couldn't spend a dime. They had a transfer ban. So he comes in and he gets a squad that is top four calibre to the top four. And then everyone thinks he's done an outstanding job or, you know, well, not an outstanding job. I think he did do a decent job. He had to come in at a bit of a tricky time, transfer ban, as I say. They just sold the best player that summer in Eden Hazard. He's come from Derby where he's not, to be honest, he's not done much, if I'm going to be completely frank. He got into a playoff final, failed. That the remit was promotion, as I understand it. But he's come into a situation where it's a no-lose situation, really. He's a club legend. He can't do anything in the transfer market. So if it goes a bit tits up, he can say, well, you know, I didn't really get a chance to bring my players in and form a squad, but I knew what I was getting into, that kind of thing. He's gone all right. And now he's just spent £250 million. I mean, what? He doesn't have a clue what he's doing with that kind of money. He's never done it before, you know. Derby, loan signings, a season at Chelsea with no signings, and then there's this war chest being given and all these players coming in. It's just too big for him, I think. And he might be a very good coach down the line, Frank, and he might have flashes of it now, but these are top, top clubs. They should be taking on the best managers in the world. You know, that's my take, and will remain that way, I think.
Jamie Carragher, I thought, was brilliant when he was talking about the fact that he judges Frank Lampard differently to how he would judge Ancelotti if he was a Chelsea manager or Jose or other high calibre, simply because they're tried and tested. Frank isn't. He doesn't expect Frank to be a massive success. I think I might be doing him a disservice on the words he actually used. But essentially, Frank has no experience to fall back on when it comes to dealing with these big players, you know, the likes of your Werners, you know, Havertz, 90-odd million, whatever it was. There's some rumblings, if you read The Athletic or other publications, that Frank has sort of 14, 15 players he trusts and then it struggles to keep the others that are outside of that bubble onside, keep them motivated, and that's sort of manifesting itself. I mean, does Frank have enough experience to make a very good job of managing Chelsea? What can he achieve?
It's hard to say. When you say the big players like Werner and Havertz, they've come for big fees. They're not massive players, are they? They've not won anything. Like, if you look through that team, who's, you know what I mean? There's not many winners, is there? Kante.
Yeah, I mean, let's have a look. So, if we're looking at the Chelsea squad now, so you've got Kante there, two-time Premier League winner. Hakim Ziyech, Champions League regular with Ajax. Giroud, I'm pretty sure he's won cups. Thiago Silva, I don't think you get more of a winner than him.
Yeah, that's true.
Jorginho, very successful at Napoli, you know, comparatively speaking. Alonso, pretty sure won a league, didn't he, under Conte. You got Mateo Kovacic, you know, international player, former Real Madrid player. Danny Drinkwater, huge Villa legend. Premier League winner. So, that, I mean, I do take your point that actually, in amongst that, you know, if we spin it the other way, Timo Werner, he's got Champions League pedigree, but unproven, I think it'd be fair to say, certainly in the Premier League. Kai Havertz, a younger player. Pulisic, younger player. Mason Mount, Kepa, Hudson-Odoi, Chilwell, Reece James, Billy Gilmore, Tammy Abraham, Kurt Zouma, Timori, Christensen. I think all these are players that you're suggesting, I think rightfully, aren't winners.
Well, can I say, the two winners you've really named there, Thiago Silva and Kante, aside maybe, even the ones who you say Champions League players, none of them are Frank Lampard calibre, are they, as a player?
Do you think that's going to buy him enough time to make a success of it, though? Do you think the players are going to trust him enough tactically?
It's difficult to say because You obviously don't see what's going on, do you? If they're going to training and thinking, what is this fucking idiot doing? Then no. So, like, you don't know, do you? But I think in the situation, like, if you'd have asked me maybe a year or so ago, I'd have said, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's not doing it. And now he...
No, you wouldn't. No, you would not.
Yeah, but it must have been a year or so ago. I was on your side. Get rid.
You were on our side for a week.
But obviously now he's proven to be arguably one of the best managers in the world.
Absolutely nothing, yeah.
Thank God.
Well, they're going to be top of the league if they beat Burnley tonight. Who'd have thought that? So, it is... I don't know, mate. But I think you've not given him enough time yet. And with all the players he's brought in, you think this year, like, obviously, players will get homesick and whatnot coming from abroad. But on a year like this year, where you can't really even leave your house, you know what I mean? It must be hard for so many players to adapt and settle in. So,
well, let me ask you this question, G. Why keep him? What has he got in his arsenal, Lampard, to suggest that he should be kept? What's he bringing to the table?
Well, nothing really.
That is the answer. He's a Chelsea legend. That's the only reason.
What's he falling back on? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he falling back on? How does he play? What trophies has he won? And I know these are loaded questions because the answer is obviously none to trophies. But the point remains, I think, that, you know, is it a legitimate question that when things go wrong, you want to be asking, what is he using by way of experience to get them out of the mess?
Yeah, and I understand your point there. But he had a good season last season. I think... Giving it and they've chucked loads of money. If that's what I mean, if has he bought them players? If he's actually chose the players and they've given him 200 odd million, if you sack him now, so another manager might come in and say, no, you've just wasted all that money, I can't do anything with him. So I think you give him time to build what he's obviously trying to build. If he's not done it in another year and a half, end of next season. Fair enough, but yeah.
Do you think he'll get that time, Stranger? Do you think Roman is likely to give him another 18 months to figure it out?
Listen, it can change in an instant, can't it? We could be sat here in 3 weeks. Could be second in the league, you know, a little run of results. That's the way the league is this year. But he's not going to get that time if he's motoring along with one win in three, one win in two. It's Roman Abramovich, isn't it? He don't give a fuck. He'll be sacking him next week if he loses a couple more on the bounces. It means fuck all to him. He'll get another big name in to sort it out for a bit. And it's Chelsea, isn't it? It's not like any other club. They're the most ruthless club when it comes to sacking the managers. I don't think Frank will be any different, really, unfortunately.
Where would you go next if you're Roman, G? Who are you bringing in?
Great shout. It's a great shout. Absolutely doing wonders. It's Allegri, though, isn't it? It's got to be Allegri, hasn't it?
I think Allegri, or my outside shout would be Nuno.
What's his face? Tuchel. Is it Tuchel? He's just been potted at PSG. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Tuchel or whatever he's called.
Yeah, could be him.
Kirby-Schley.
Oh, God. Right, on that note, let's bring that section to the end. This
week's Tales of Togga is brought to you by Attilio Lombardo's Tailors. That's Italian footballer Attilio Lombardo has branched out into the suit-making business. All your custom-made designer suits tailored for your liking at Attilio Lombardo's Tailors.
Oh, God. Brilliant. Brilliant, mate. Well done. Well done. Great, great one, that.
Thanks, mate.
What do you think, G?
He's really keen.
Yeah, good, mate. Can he travel to Finland?
I'll ask him after the show, mate. He's very keen to do business with us any way he can. So, listen, if he wants to keep the sponsorship up, I'm sure he'll make it work.
Yeah, cheers, pal.
Okay, let's talk about the Premier League. and what's going on. We're nearly halfway. And usually, I think by this time, we'd be saying that the league is starting to take shape. If it is starting to take shape, what an odd league it is. So if I just whiz through some of the notable points for now, Manchester City, only, 12 months, 18 months from their unbelievable season, are sitting in fifth position, albeit two games in hand. Leicester, again, doing what they did last year, starting like a house on fire. They're up in third place. Chelsea down in ninth. The mighty Everton in seventh. Villa in eighth. Dirty Cornwell, your brother, G, his club Arsenal are down in 11th. I meant to say dirty Arsenal and said dirty Charlie. He doesn't bat.
He fucking stinks.
Sheffield United, last year's success story, down at the bottom with just 8 points, with no wins, 3 draws and 15 losses.
That doesn't make sense, mate.
No, it's sorry? 3 points, mate. 3 points, not eight.
Yeah, he said they had 8 points with 3 draws.
Oh, sorry, mate. I'm reading the wrong column. Sorry, mate. Yeah. Stranger, let's come to you first. Where do you want to start?
I think eighth place is as good a place to start as any.
Who's in eighth, mate?
Aston Villa, mate.
Okay. Off you go.
Got two games in hand as well on, you know, four or five of the seven teams above us. We've got at least one game in hand on everyone apart from City. Obviously, a couple of cancellations of late because of a COVID outbreak. But I'm pretty certain the Champions League's on for us. And we're going to go travelling away from home all over Europe next year. Me and you, Everton and Villa in the top four. Fucking get in!
Okay, G, what do you think? Anything notable for you?
I half agree with you on that, that I think Villa could get top four.
Oh my God, this is the best day of my life.
Everton don't have enough, but watching Villa this season, they're just strong all over the park, aren't they?
You're a dickhead, G, honestly, you're an absolute dickhead.
I think you're fucking class, me, G. I think you sound us out.
I'm not convinced completely by Ollie Watkins as elite as a man up there on his own. But I think everyone else, yeah, fantastic.
You're a moron.
I think basically what I said pre-season was right in every aspect, except I thought Leicester might struggle this season. Not struggle, but I mean, not be up in the top three as they were most of last season. And, well, Brodge has proved me wrong, hasn't he? There's one for Chelsea.
Yeah. Bags of pedigree.
It wasn't a youth coach there or something.
He was under Jose, wasn't he?
He was. Makes perfect sense, that, doesn't it? Like it. Hey, Roman, we've sorted you out, mate.
So just to qualify your point, G. Villa, and listen, Strangey knows I am very much enjoying Villa this season. But I think it's fair to say that Everton have more strength in depth than Villa. And I mean, it's up for debate as to who's got the better first 11. So why do Villa?
Nah, that's not up for debate for me.
What, you think Villa have got a better starting 11 than Everton?
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll finish higher than you this season for sure. Yeah.
What a moron. G, let's start with your stupidity. We come on to Strangey. What do you mean? What is it that's making you doubt Everton, but at the same time, comparatively, doffing your cap to Villa?
I don't think you've got the creativity they've got, mate. I don't think they've got McGinn, Grealish, Barkley in the middle, all great passing players, all players who can create a chance. You've got some very good defensive midfielders. Not convinced by Andre Gomez. James Rodriguez is a passenger. Sigurdsson's not good enough.
This is fantastic.
Rick Carlson, I don't know what Ancelotti said to him, but he's a shell of the player he was.
A shell of the player he was under Carlo Ancelotti, yeah?
No, under, what was it? Not Bernardo Silva. That other lad you had. Marco Silva.
Honestly, we are gathering credibility when your punditry consists of just clarifying whether you mean Bernardo Silva or
Bernardo Silva, the 27-year-old midfielder for Manchester City and ex-Everton manager.
Yeah, I think you've got a very good defence. I'm a big fan of your defence, but you've got a good defence and then you're relying on a big man up top in between that. No.
Gee, no, not for me. As well, mate. We've got the second best defence in the league. I don't know if you know that, Villa.
Well, that Consers, he's fantastic, isn't he? Matty Cash, world class, arguably. Honestly, I really like Villa. Like I say, only weakness for me is up top. I think they could do with someone who's going to get 20 goals a season. But
you mean like Everton have got at the moment?
If I were Calvert-Lewin, I'd be ringing my agent saying, "Get me in that Villa team."
Yeah. And just to confirm, previously when you were going through and giving your punditry on the Everton team, he was just a big man. And now he's someone who would make the difference at Villa.
No, when I say relying on a big man up top, he's a goal scorer, you know what I mean? And he's a strong lad. I think he'd be ideal at Villa.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes total sense. What about Southampton? I love watching them play. What do we think of them?
Lovely team, Southampton. Honestly, really nice side. And I'm doing so well. And obviously, when they beat Liverpool the other week, it was just fantastic, wasn't it? I mean, crying on the touchline a bit much, but that was just a fantastic win. Lovely, that. I really like them. And I really like that coach, I don't know how to say his name. I'm not even going to try. Hassan Huttle, whatever it's called. Fantastic. Seems really, really good coaching.
Yeah. What about you, G? What do you think of Southampton?
Yeah, I agree with that in a sense. I mean, I don't know where they've come from, to be honest. They were on the verge of getting sacked, weren't they, not long ago? A year ago, was it, when they lost 9-0 to Leicester?
Mm. Right.
And fair play to turn it round. Like, there's no players. I mean, that James Ward-Prowse is playing well, but you don't look at any of the players in particular, do you, and think, like, you're fantastic. But as a team, he's got them playing really well, so, yeah, fair play to him.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else on there? Anyone else that you're thinking by the end of the season they'll be in a very different place? I mean, actually, let's talk about two teams. First of all, Leeds down in 12th. What, down in 12th? In 12th position. Are they where you expected them to be, Strangey?
I thought they wouldn't go down. I didn't predict they'd go down. I thought they'd be maybe slightly lower than that, but I can still see them chucking a load of fucking games away just for the fact that they not only can they not defend, they just don't seem arsed about doing it. They're not like even trying. They're just like, well, it's one of them, innit? If they get three, we'll try and get four. And they just don't even care. It's just fucking nuts. It's fantastic to watch, but yeah, they just can't defend. So I imagine they'll leave a lot of points on the board, on the table. But yeah, I don't think they're in a danger of going down, really, to be honest.
Yeah. And the other team that I'd like to draw attention to, G, is Wolves down in 13th place. Obviously, Diogo Jota left and also Jimenez is now injured. Their team, I mean, they're not far away from the pack, but what do you think they need to do to try and rescue the season?
I don't know. They play some nice football, mate, but in the last two seasons, Jimenez has been the main man and he's just banging in goals. And as soon as he got injured, I thought, I don't really know how they're going to play. I don't know, though. They're a top 10 side, I think, and I think they'll get that. But yep. I don't think they're anywhere near good enough to go any higher, really, top 6, top 4 job.
Bottom three, Sheffield United. It'd be remiss of us to not have a quick word on Sheffield United. I mean, what is going on there?
Oh, they've just gone 1-0 up.
Have they?
Yeah, just gone 1-0 up against Newcastle. Wow.
Well, that'd be a big win for them, a huge win. I mean, well, I think we've discussed this before with regards to his recruitment. Is that where you still maintain, Strangey, that's where the issue was for Wilder in the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they bought terribly. I think they bought championship caliber players with not even much championship pedigree, really. You know, I mean, they got Brewster in for massive money. He scored a few goals last season, but he wasn't exactly, you know, setting the world alight at Swansea. Spent ridiculous amount of money on him. They strike me as the kind of side, really, that don't have a plan B. I think plan A's worked for so long that they've never really had to go back to the drawing board and think about another way to play and become hard to beat and, you know, put up a bit of resistance and that kind of stuff outside of that three at the back with the centre-half bombing forward. So they're kind of a bit lost, I think, in terms of trying to eke out wins, if that makes sense. So, yeah, tough for them, but a lot of it's down to poor buying. I absolutely maintain that, yeah.
Big Sam, going to keep West Brom up, G?
I'm not sure, you know. They're so bad, aren't they?
Oh, wow. This is your hero.
I know, and I feel bad for him, but... Well, I don't know what he can do. I mean, maybe it's January now. Maybe he'll work his magic. Andy Carroll.
Carroll, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mark Noble. Sorry.
Andy Carroll and Mark Noble is what you suggest is magic.
Yeah, it's not how I'd describe it, but fucking hell.
But you know what I mean? Get the old gang back together.
By bringing in two former players who don't play in their respective teams who were rivals at the same part of the league.
Yeah, but it's the tactic side of that, isn't it? You know what I mean? Big Sam knows you don't score if that ball's not within 50 yards at the goal.
You think that's a Big Sam blueprint, do you? Kick the ball towards the opposition's net.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. We're net rovers.
Well, the manager's scratching their head going, why didn't we think of it?
At Rovers, you keep yourself in the game. Big Chris Samba up top, 6'7", and you punt the ball at his bonks and hope it bounces off.
But didn't Chris Samba play centre back?
Yeah, until about the 70th minute, where Big Sam knew the game was there for the taking. Send him up top.
Send him up top. That can't be true, that.
No, he did. He did.
Yeah, all time, Chris Samba. But if you've got 6'7", big Chris Samba, you know what I mean? If you want a goal, what do you do? Get it in box on his head. It just bounces around.
Right. Did it ever yield any results?
Oh, loads, mate. Loads.
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 I'd love to look back on the stats on that.
Right. I mean, is Big Sam your favourite ever manager, mate?
Favourite ever manager? Ooh, that's a difficult one. For his overall career, yeah.
Overall career. Oh, my God.
Big Sam.
Favourite for me, Blackburn manager, Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes, wow. Talk about a fucking war of attrition. What you must have had supporting Blackburn Rovers, Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes arguably played the best football, I'd say, the Prem scene in the last 20 years, maybe.
Please fuck off, honestly. We can't do this every week.
No, we can't. Honestly, we can. Yeah, as I say, it must have been fucking tough. You know, your view of football has shrunk over watching Blackburn Rovers, that you see things like Chris Samba playing at centre-back until the 70th minute before marauding up the pitch to get on the end of long direct balls from Jeff Kenner as some sort of mastermind.
Jeff Kenner with his world-famous tackle shot, may I add, former sponsor of the show.
Well, you have to think, mate, after that Steve Keane came in and he'd bring in unknown players and then compare them to some of the greatest players of all time just to put that added bit of pressure on. David Goodwill is the next Wayne Rooney.
Oh, God. Anything else before we discuss about the current Premier League? Do you want to give me a prediction for top four, G?
United top, Liverpool second, Spurs third, Leicester fourth.
Honest to fucking God.
What about you, Tracy?
Liverpool top, City second, Spurs third, United fourth, I'll go with.
I'm amazed that you guys, seeing how City have done in the last two games, I'm amazed that you guys aren't... Well, actually, strangely, second is very reasonable. I'm amazed at you, G, that you don't think that they're going to finish in the top four.
Yeah, look, I mean, I predicted them to win it at the start, and I think they'll be fucking close. I just give the edge to Liverpool because they've got points on the board, but I think they'll be so close.
But that's you all over that, Hope, seeing how City have done in the last two games. You know what I mean? You just, Pep can just, you know what I mean? He can play, he can do well in one game, and that's it. He's turned around.
But it's two. I mean, no, sorry, Stranger. You can't say that. I've said at least two. The criticism is surely Pep can play well in two games. You can't say, well, you've just mentioned two games, and then say, I said, oh, Pep's only good in one game. That doesn't make any sense. It's at least two.
Also,
well, I don't think it was, because I believe in the group. I think it was the Chelsea game where they won 3-1.
Right, but then there's another game since then, which was the United game.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch the United game, to be honest. That was a cup game as well. Don't bother with the cups anymore, man.
It was the least to qualify, which you've been riding off since 2001.
Yeah, since Worthington's opted out, I opted out as well.
George, just quickly on City, mate. You say it's on two games, but they've lost the same amount of games as Liverpool this season. They've played two less, and they have the best defence in the league. So
they actually go top by winning both. Actually, United would be first, but yeah, they go above Liverpool, who you've got down as finishing second.
Yeah, but you've all got City above United, so on that logic, the game in hand thing doesn't really work, does it?
The point being is that you say City are shit and it's only on one or two games, but over the course of the season, they have won 8, drawn 5, lost 2, whereas Liverpool have won 9, drawn 6 and lost 2. So they've played 2 games more and they've won 1 and drawn 1. So there's not much in it, mate.
Nice fad. I didn't say they were shit, mate. I just think they'll finish 5th.
So they'll finish 3 places behind Liverpool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Cool. We'll have a discussion off air about some money on that.
We've already got money, mate. We've got money. No, we've got money on the Manchester teams.
And I'm still very confident on that.
As am I.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. Let's bring that section to an end. This has been Tales of Togger. Okay, so we're on to the last section now. What a show it's been. I mean, insightful, divisive. Lots of penis pictures being sent by G.
Whoa.
Okay, we're now on to the last section of Tales of Togger. What a show it's been so far. Have you enjoyed it, chaps, G?
I have, mate. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. Good to be back.
Great to be back. Just listen, don't worry, we're in it together. Just because Brexit happened doesn't mean that we aren't brothers still, yeah?
Yes, mate.
Even though you don't like your brother. What do you think of your brother?
Just a knobhead.
Yeah. Strangey, have you enjoyed the show?
Really enjoyed the show, mate. Really good to be back. Really great to be, as you say, so insightful, so knowledgeable, and yeah, all of
and
it.
And then there's G to go with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in G, you are, if you don't mind me saying, G, you're very sort of Tetley's, aren't you? You know, like the beer, the bitter, Tetley's bitter. You're just very Tetley's, aren't you?
What a classic, smooth, drinkable pint.
Yeah, that's what I think of it. Lovely pint.
No, just something for old, forgettable men that piss themselves. which brings me on to the last section of this week's show. G is back with his own segment. Over to you, big boy.
Right, I think you lads will enjoy this. I'm not sure the listeners will, but who gives a shit what them three think? Right, so this is your club quiz.
Oh.
Right, so first off, I'm going to give 5 questions to Strange about Villa. Then Hobbs is going to get 5 Ev questions. And then we go down to a deciding round with a little game that I've stolen off another popular podcast.
Right.
Excellent. <Brilliant. laughs> Looking forward to our first lawsuit. Get in.
Right, so Stranger, we'll go with you first.
Okay, mate.
Right, number one, who is Villa's record Premier League goal scorer?
I knew you were going to ask that. I fucking knew it. Premier League.
I've got it. Can I get points if are you going to pass them over?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. No, why not? No, steal. No, you can steal.
I'm going to go with. Premier League. I'm going to go with Darren Bent.
Darren Bent. Hobbs?
It's got to be Dwight York. Has to be.
Your chance to steal. Both wrong. It is actually... No, Gabby Agbonlahor.
Ah. There you go. God, we're shit, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, I don't support Villa, mate. Let's wait till the Everton bits before we confirm that.
No, that's what I thought, mate. When I saw Gabby Agbonlahor with, I think, about 78 goals, I thought, that's poor.
Yeah, to be fair, he played his whole career with us. I should have got that, really.
Yeah, it's certainly poor when he played about 1,800 games for Villa, didn't he?
Fucking bagged against Birmingham every time, though. Go on, lad.
Right, number two. Who scored the winner when Villa beat Ajax at Villa Park in 2008?
Fucking hell.
Ooh, great question.
2008.
I'm ready to steal.
He's ready to steal. 2008, I'll go with John Carew.
Incorrect. Hobbs.
Juan Pablo Angel.
Incorrect. It was Gareth Barry.
Oh, Gareth Barry's brother, an Everton legend.
Yeah, he was so good for us. What a man.
Difficult one, this.
The next one's difficult one, rather than a game 12 years ago that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, you didn't watch Villa. Right, Dean Smith's first match as Villa manager was against who?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Strangely, do you actually support Villa?
That's an obscure question. I'll go with... I do remember it, but I just don't fucking remember who we played. I'll go with Rotherham.
Your chance to steal, Hobbs?
I'm going to go with Brentford.
Incorrect. It was Swansea.
Ah.
Right. Who was manager when Villa won the League Cup in 1996?
First game I watched that. As a boy, that's why I supported Villa, and I'm pretty sure Big Ron was in charge, weren't he?
Your chance to steal, Hobbs.
Oh, it wasn't Big Ron. Then that means it was Brian Little.
It was
Brian Little after him. Yeah,
fucking was with the steal.
Oh, get in! I just won Strange's Villa quiz.
Well, he's got one more question,
and I've also got chance to steal on the Ev as well. So get in.
Yeah, that's true. What is Villa's current goal difference?
I've just been fucking looking at it. Oh, great question. I've just been looking at it. Is it plus 13?
Yeah, it's correct.
Shit.
Right, so we're at 1-1 going into Hobbs's round.
Great.
One more.
Right, number one. What was the original name of Everton Football Club?
It was... Oh, fuck.
No, it wasn't that. A chance to steal, G.
Oh, my God. I'm not an Everton fan, am I? This is something that an Everton fan should just answer straight away. It is. It's in a song and everything.
Gonna have to pressure for time.
It's going to annoy me so much. Sorry, I can't remember. Go on.
Strange, Curtis. Best for a guest.
Not a clue, mate. I wouldn't know my arse from my elbow with that.
Saint Domingos.
Great name.
Fuck's sake.
Got a bit of Caribbean flair to it.
Yeah, I know. That's much better, isn't it? Right. Who was the manager when Ev won the FA Cup in 1995?
Joe Royal.
Correct. How many full seasons was David Moyes Everton manager?
Ooh.
12.
Incorrect. Chance to steal, Strange.
I'm going
to
go with 11.
Correct.
Fuck's sake.
Two apiece, that.
Right. What is Everton's current goal difference?
I can't answer that, mate. I've got the league table in front of me.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, I'll think of another question in a minute.
Just ask me one of the Villa ones.
Actually, I've asked one of the Villa ones.
No, you dickhead. I mean, ask it about Everton.
Oh, right, okay. But I'm not going to know the answer.
It's a great point.
But we can Google it.
Right, let me think. Carlo Ancelotti's first game in charge, who was it against?
Burnley at home.
Too,
is that correct?
Too confident to not be right, that.
I'm fairly certain it is. He was definitely, I'm sure it was, Carlo Ancelotti's first Everton game was, yeah, Everton 1, Burnley 0.
Right, fair enough. Right, last one. Apparently, Everton have a player called Gbamin. Many people think he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But who did he apparently sign from?
Mainz.
Oh, he's got it. Very nice.
Yeah, I mean,
I've not written the answer there, so I'm glad you give the correct one and I remembered.
Professional as always.
He was signed as Idrissa Gueye's replacement and has played. He came on for 20 minutes in his debut, started the next game, went off injured, never been seen again.
Yeah.
And that was right. In 1999, I think.
So, Hobbs is up 4-2.
Yes.
Right, so the last round, I give you a famous Everton v Villa game.
Yeah.
And you have to name, you go one at a time, you name a player who started in that game.
Okay, go on.
Now, I'll allow you to have one life.
Yeah.
And you get a point for every one you get. So Strange could make this up if you go out, Hobbs, and he keeps going.
Great game. Go.
Right, so the game is Everton v Villa, Goodison Park, 10th of September, 2011.
Right.
It was a 2-2 draw.
Oh, fuck. It's the fucking... A 2-2 draw? So it's not the Ashley Young game?
The three... Oh, I thought it was that as well, but anyway.
No, right. I'm going to let Strange go first because he's behind.
Great.
Okay, go.
What year was it, G? Sorry.
It was 2011. And obviously you can pick from either team, guys. You don't have to pick your own team.
I'll start with Ashley Young.
Strange loses a life.
What the fuck?
Four. Right, 2011, I'm going to go Tim Howard.
Correct.
Strangey?
I'll go... Oh, it might be... He might have... I mean, he's played for both, so it must be. No, I'm not going to go with it. Christ, you got me thinking here. I'll go with Olof Melberg.
And Strangey's out of the game.
Can I try and quickly rhyme off as many as I can?
Yep, you continue, mate.
I think Leighton Baines played left back.
Correct.
Marouane Fellaini played and scored.
Not sure if he scored, but he played.
Why for Everton players?
Yeah. So then that automatically means, because I think Baines and Jags were signed at the same time. So Jags.
Correct.
Distan.
Correct.
Bit old for Coleman, I think. So maybe, but I doubt it. So I'm going to go Tony Ibbett.
Correct.
And then we're talking Tim Cahill.
Correct.
Louis Saha.
Incorrect.
Mikel Arteta.
Incorrect.
George, read that Villa side out, mate.
I will do. The one going for Saha, mate. There is one player on the team list of both who I don't know. Who played for Ev that day?
Go on.
A.D. Billyolet Dinev.
Oh, Billyolet Dinev. Get in.
Yeah. So, hold on. I'll go through the Everton team. I'll go through the Villa team. Tim Howard in net. The back four, Coleman was in there. Distant, Coleman, Hibbert and Jags. Your midfield. Oh, and Baines as well. He must have had like a back five. Midfield, you had Rodwell, Fellaini and Osman.
Fucking Osman, of course.
Fucking Rodwell.
Oh. Yeah, and then Cahill and Billable Blurber up front. Strange, the Villa team was Shea given in net.
Shea, nice.
Hutton at right back. Collins and Dunn in the centre. Stevie Warnock at left back. Fabian Delph.
Oh, snake, yeah.
Charles and Zogbia and Petrov.
Awful. Charles and Zogbia are awful.
And your front three were Agbon Lahore, Bent and Heskey.
What a front three that is. Wow.
Wow. That is unbelievably toilet, that, isn't it? Wow.
And we drew 2-2. So
Yeah. So
that was fantastic, pal. So I won, I take it.
You won, let me think, 11-2.
After an hour, we don't need to carry on, do we? You won 5-2.
11-2.
Wow, wow, wow. What a great segment that was, G. Well done.
Well in, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Many thanks to you, G. Many thanks to you, Strangey.
Thanks, mate. Really good to be back. Enjoyed that.
Many thanks to the government petition that was signed by over 7 people asking us to return to the airwaves. Strangey, anything that you want to say to our fans before we go?
Yeah, just listen. Thanks for your patience, guys. It's been a nice winter break, but you've been clamouring for content, and I'm just glad we could get it back to you.
Anything from you, G? You want to say anything? Maybe have a quick message for your dealer? I mean, sorry.
No, cheers for listening, guys. I'd address you all by name, but that would take all 3 seconds, so we'll give it a minute.
Tales of Togger, back next week. Bye!